Hey, baby. I was hoping you were home. Can I come in? Thanks. Your parents aren't home yet, are they? Oh, good. I wanted to talk to you in private. Oh, well, I actually skipped your practice today. I told my coach I had a doctor's appointment. I thought this might be the only way I could get a couple of hours alone with you. Why? Well, I wanted to talk to you about something. Can we go to your room? Yeah, I know I'm not allowed in your room, but your parents aren't home, so let's go. I like being in here. I like seeing where you sleep. You don't have to make your bed. Ugh, my mom makes me make mine every morning. It feels kind of naughty to be in your room like this, with your parents not home. I'm a little nervous. Actually, I was already nervous. I just need to go ahead and say it. Okay, here I go. So, we've been hanging out for a couple of months, right? Just a few dates, nothing serious. But I just feel, well, I just really like you. Like, I really like you. It's just so much fun hanging out with you. You're so funny and crazy, and you're such a great kisser. That I can't even think straight when you're kissing me. And I think you really like me too. Right? Phew. I was pretty sure, but I didn't want to. You know. You never know, you know? That didn't make any sense. What I'm trying to say is that I feel this amazing connection between us. And I think you feel it too. I think it's so weird that we've known each other all this time and we've never gone out until our senior year. Isn't that weird? I think that's weird. So, anyway, we've just been hanging out and it's been great. But we have just about a month left till graduation. And then there's the summer. And then we'll go to two different colleges. You're going out of state, 1,200 miles away. And then who knows what will happen? And then everyone knows long distance relationships hardly ever work, and my girlfriends think I should break up with you because, well, what's the point? And I'm like, we aren't even boyfriend and girlfriend officially, so how can I break up with him? And besides, I don't want to break up with him. I'm crazy about him. Okay, now I'm just babbling. What I'm trying to say is that I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I am so into you, and I just want to hang out with you as much as I can. And I don't want to worry about what will happen in the fall, or whether you're hanging out with anyone else, or what your Facebook status is, or any of that stuff. I just want to hang out with you and be the perfect girlfriend. That's right, the perfect girlfriend. What does that mean? Well, what do you think it means, silly? If I were the perfect girlfriend, what would I be doing right now? You don't know. I think you do know, and you just don't want to say. Aw, look at you. You're blushing. Don't be embarrassed. I want you to tell me exactly what you want me to do. And I want you to tell me exactly what you want to do to me. Now I'm making you nervous, aren't I? Here. Let's do this. You lay back here on your bed. Get comfortable. And I'm gonna lie on top of you, just like this. So, do the guys at school think I'm kind of a prude? It's okay. You can tell me. They do, don't they? Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, I've had some dates with a few of the other guys in school, but they were all such meatheads. All they cared about was trying to get into my pants. And they were all disappointed. I bet they all call me a tease and ask you why you're going out with me, don't they? I thought so. But you have been a perfect gentleman from the start. Even the other night, when we were down in my basement, making out on my couch, I was lying on top of you, just like this, and I could feel I could feel you pressing against me through our clothes, just like you are now. But you didn't try anything until we'd been down there a long time. And then you slid your hands down over the back of my jeans and just squeezed my butt a little bit. No, don't apologize. You don't have anything to be sorry about. I wasn't offended at all. I was excited. In fact, I made you leave because I was getting too excited. I hope you don't think I made you leave because I was insulted at all. I was just trying to be a good girl. And I was having some very bad thoughts. What kind of bad thoughts? Well, that's what I was going to tell you. Oh God, now I'm embarrassed. I couldn't think about anything but your hands on my mirror end, and you. Your hard penis pressing against me. When I got home and took off my jeans, I'm blushing, aren't I? My face feels so hot. No, I want to tell you all this. When I took off my jeans, my panties were soaking wet. I was so turned on. I got in my bed, and I started thinking about you, and lying on top of you, and wondering what it would be like if you were naked, and wondering what it would be like if I were naked. And I got so turned on that I had to touch myself. Oh my God, I am totally blushing. I've never told anyone that before. You know, that I do that sometimes. What do I mean? You are bad. You want me to blush even harder, don't you? No, you just want me to say it. Okay, really? Okay, well, I played with myself. Yes, I had to, I put my fingers between my legs and rubbed my vagina. I rubbed all over my vagina until I had an orgasm. That's how turned on I was. Thinking about you. I can't believe I'm telling you this. Do you think I'm a bad girl? No? That turns you on? Really? It turns me on too. It turns me on to think about you doing that. You know, to yourself. Oh yeah, it totally turns me on. Is that weird? Whatever. I don't care. It's hot. Did you have to play with yourself after you left? You did. Oh my God, that's so exciting. Were you thinking about me while you did it? You were? Oh God. So, after I play with myself, I start thinking about you and me and how I'm crazy about you and how I want to be the perfect girlfriend. I don't want to be the good girl anymore. I want to be the perfect girlfriend, even if that means I'm a bad girl. So what I'm saying then, baby, is that I want you to do whatever you want, even sex stuff, especially sex stuff. Would you like that? I thought so. My problem is that I haven't really done anything before. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know what turns you on. I mean, obviously I know what turns you on, sort of, but I don't really know what really turns you on. And I want to do whatever you want me to do. So, can you just tell me what you want me to do? Do you want me to keep lying on top of you and kissing you like this? Do you want to put your hands on my butt again? Well, go ahead. You can put your hands anywhere you want. That feels nice. You really like my butt, don't you? I saw you looking out at it before we ever went out. Yeah, I got you. That's right. I liked it when you checked me out. I wore a sundress today. Do you like it? It's a lot thinner than my blue jeans, isn't it? I can really feel your hands squeezing my butt. That's nice. I can feel how hard you are, too. Don't be embarrassed. It makes me so hot. I just wanna press my hips down against yours, like this. Ooh, that feels good. Does it feel good for you too? Am I turning you on? Really? Would it be better if I took all my clothes off? Would you like to see me naked? Is that what you want? Then tell me. All you have to do is tell me. You stay there while I stand up. Should I turn the lights off? No? Leave them all on? Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Okay. I'm nervous again. But I'm turned on too. I love the way you're looking at me right now. So let me take off my shoes and socks first. You know, I wear this sundress for several reasons. It's really easy to take off and put on. I could just pull it over my head, like this, and put it right here on your chair. So if anyone does come home early, I can just slip it on real fast. So now I'm just wearing my bra and panties. What do you think? I know my underwear's not very sexy, but my parents wouldn't exactly take me to Victoria's Secret if I asked them. So it's just a plain white bra and white cotton panties. Do you like them? Do you want me to get some sexy lingerie for you? No. You're more interested in what's inside them. Well, aren't you sweet? Okay. Well, deep breaths. Wow. There is a lot of light in here, isn't there? You're going to be able to see everything. Is that what you want? Really? Okay. Here goes. I'm just going to take off my bra. You ready? Okay. I'm blushing again. I know it. Do you like my boobs? You do? They're not too small. Really? No, I think they're okay. But they're not big, you know? You really like them? God, the way you're looking at me is so exciting. My nipples are hard too. No, I'm not cold at all. Just really turned on. Okay, what should I do now? Should I take off my panties? Do you want me to? Just tell me to take them off and I will. Okay. Okay, now I'm naked for you. Is that what you want? You're looking right between my legs, aren't you? Does that turn you on? Right at my... Oh God, what should I call it? I don't know. Really? You want me to call it that? You want me to call it my pussy? You like that? Isn't that a little dirty to say pussy? No? You like that? Okay. Makes me blush all over again, but okay. You're looking at my pussy, aren't you? I can feel your eyes on it. It's making it tingle. Do you like looking at my pussy? I like showing it to you. Do you think it's pretty? So... Now I'm naked. What should I do now? What would the perfect girlfriend do? Oh, turn around. Why do you want me to turn around? You want to get a look at my rear end. Is that it? Well, okay. I have to say, I do like my butt. All that running and jumping at volleyball has made it pretty tight. What do you think? Are you getting more excited looking at my bare bottom? My ass? Have you wondered what it looks like before? Well, it's all yours. You can look at it anytime you want. What do you want me to do now, baby? Oh my. Spread my legs wider? Oh. Okay. Like this? Now what? Oh. You want me to bend over? Oh my God. Okay. I wasn't expecting this. Okay. You really want me to? Okay. Okay. I'll just bend over and put my hands on your chair. Like this? Oh my God. You can see everything, can't you? You can see my pussy, can't you? It's wide open. Oh my God. Are you looking right at it? What? You can see how wet it is? It's dripping. Oh my God. How embarrassing. No? You think that's hot? God, I've never been this turned on. What are you doing now? You're standing up? Do you want me to stand up? No? Okay. You want me to stay like this? Okay. What are you going to... You're standing right behind me now. What are you... Oh. No one's ever touched my bare bottom before. Ooh. Your hand feels so smooth on my butt. You want me to say ass? Okay, baby. Your hands are all over my ass, aren't they? Does my ass feel good? You like me with my bare ass sticking out for you? Me too. You can squeeze my ass. Oh my God. What are you doing? Oh, your feet are all sliding across me. Across my vagina. I mean, my pussy. Oh my God. Oh God. I'm so wet. Yes, that feels so good. Oh God. No one's ever played with my pussy before. Oh my God. Oh God. Right there. Oh, you know how. Oh, God, what are you. Oh, oh, quick. I felt your hand on my bottom, my ass, and your fingers stroking my pussy, and oh God, you started rubbing my clit, you know, and I was naked and bent over, and then all of a sudden, I had an orgasm. Yes, I came. Yeah. You made me come. Should I say it like that? Okay. You made me come all over your fingers. Oh, God. That was incredible. My legs are shaking a little. Did that turn you on? Making me come? Having me naked and bent over, showing you my tight little ass. You liked that. Oh my God, that's so hot. Are you still turned on? Really? Is your penis hard right now? Really? That really turns me on. Would it be okay if I saw it? Saw what? I saw your penis. You like making me say it. Don't you? Okay. I can do that. I want to see your penis. Yes. I really do. No. I've never seen one before. Well, I saw my dad getting out of the shower when I was 6. But I don't think that counts. No. I really want to see it. Your penis. If that's what you want. Whatever you want. I feel kind of slutty standing here all naked while you still have all your clothes on. Do you want me to be slutty for you? Don't you want to show your penis to your girlfriend? Your perfect girlfriend? I thought so. Do you want to undress yourself? Or do you want me to do it? Whatever you want, just tell me. Okay. You take off your shirt while I work on your pants. It's weird unbuckling about backwards. There we go. Now, let me pull those down for you. Wow. So, you're wearing, I guess, boxer briefs, you call them? Well, they're pretty tight. I can see the outline of your penis. Okay. Should I take these off too? Yes, I want to. I really want to. Okay, just like this. Oh my god. That is, wow. It's so hard. It's pointing straight up. Almost. No. I thought it would have been sort of pointing out. I didn't know it would get that hard. It almost looks like it hurts. It doesn't? Good. I've never seen one close up before. God. It's really turning me on just to look at it. To look at your penis. What should I call it? Penis sounds so, I don't know, impersonal? What should I call it? Oh. So you do want me to talk dirty then, don't you? You want me to talk about your dick? Cock? Really? You like hearing me say those words? Yes, I am embarrassed, but I want to do whatever you want me to. Your dick is so hard, baby. I'm fascinated by it. Can I get a closer look? Okay, you just stand there, and I'm going to get down on my knees right here. Oh, God. Look at that penis. I mean, cock. Look at those veins all over. I don't know. I guess I thought it would be smooth all over. I didn't think about the veins bulging. And the head of it is almost turning red. Is it getting even harder? Really? Why? Because of me? Why? Because I got my face right next to it, talking about it? That turns you on? You like having your hard dick right in front of my face? Well, so do I. I can't take my eyes off your cock, baby. You really want me to talk dirty like that? Okay, I will. Now, I want to look at your testicles. Balls. Your balls. God, they look so heavy. Are they heavy? Do I want to find out? What do you mean? What do you... Oh. Should I? I don't want to hurt you. How should I touch them? Cup them in my hand? Okay. Like this? Oh. Your cock twitched when I touched your balls. Does that feel good? Really? I can feel your balls in my hand now. Am I holding them okay? What should I do? Just caress them a little with my fingers? Okay. Like that? Is that good? God, baby. Your prick is standing straight up against your stomach now. Is that because of me? What should I do now? Touch it? How should I touch it? Just circle my fingers and... Oh. Oh my God. It's so warm. It's so soft. I mean, it's really hard. But the skin, it's so soft against my fingers. Am I holding it too tight? No? Hold a little tighter. Okay. Oh my God, I can feel it, like, throbbing in my hand. Am I doing it right? I want to make you feel good, baby. I mean, I want to make this dick feel good. Tell me what to do. What would the perfect girlfriend do right now? Okay. Move my hand up and down. Like this. Slowly. Okay, baby. I'll move my hand slowly. Is that good? The skin is sliding underneath my fingers. So fucking hot. What's hot? Your big hard dick in my hand, that's what. This is my first hand job, baby. How am I doing? I want to do it just like you want it. What's that? Lick my palm? Okay. Oh. That's better, isn't it? Now your prick is sliding through my fingers easier. Does it feel better when your cock is wet? Would it feel better if it was wetter? Yeah? Okay. How about that? That's for my pussy, baby. I'm so wet from stroking your cock, and my pussy is dripping again. I just made my fingers wet with my pussy, and then wrap them around your cock again. Does that feel good? Am I doing it the way you want it? Show me you want me to stroke you. You want me to go a little faster? Okay. Like this? Oh. Your cock twitched again when I did that. Is that... What is that dripping down from the head of your cock? Pre-cum? Oh God, that is sexy. Does that mean you're about to come? Not yet. Okay. You want to come though, don't you, baby? You want me to make you come with my hands? I do too. So much. God, your balls feel tight in my other hand. Should I keep playing with them? Okay, I will. God, your cock is so hard. I can really feel it throbbing in my hand now. I'm gonna get my fingers wet again. And now your cock is so wet with my pussy. Are you watching me? Watching me give you a hand job? How do you want me to say it? The dirtiest thing I can think of? You like watching your slutty little girlfriend jerking off your big, hard dick? Is that dirty enough, baby? Are you watching my tiny little hand wrapped around your big, throbbing cock? That fucking dick looks so good. I want to put it in my mouth. Oh my God. God, you're coming. Oh my God, look at that. No, I won't stop, baby. Oh my God. It's squirting out of your dick. Oh my God. It's going everywhere. It's all over my face. Fuck. Look at that gum. It's still coming out of your cock. Should I keep going? Okay. Oh my God. Every time you stroke it, a little more cum comes out. Fuck. God, baby. I have never seen anything like that. No, I know what happens. I took sex ed, but I just thought it would be a little bit. It came all over me. It's in my hair, on my face, my boobs. Wow. No, I don't think it's gross at all. It's so warm and sticky. Wow. Did that feel good, baby? Did I do it just like you wanted? Well, I can't wait to do that again. I need lots of practice. I want to make you come even harder next time. Look at that cock. It's still pretty hard. There's a little drop of cum right on the tip. I've got cum all over me. What made you cum so hard, baby? I wasn't expecting it. Oh, when I said I wanted to put your cock in my mouth? That's what did it? So, you like the idea of putting your big dick in my little mouth? Oh, that's pretty hard to think about. Think I like that idea too. But you know what? I think I better get all your cum off me and get dressed before your parents get home. In fact, I need to get home before my parents start wondering where I am. But I want to come over again real soon and do whatever you want. After all, if I'm gonna be the perfect girlfriend, I'm gonna need lots of practice. What? I'm off to a flying start. Oh, thanks, baby. I can't wait till my next lesson.